4VWA, mobile.
Occupancy of the building yet,
but yet my customer wanted it to be ready to go when they did open the doors, and something happened with one of the contractors, and it burnt that building along with my x-ray machine to the ground. It took me almost 2 years to get my money back out of that.
Finally get an estimate the total of the truck, it's 6 to 8 months to get a replacement.
Ring, buddy. Try that last transmission one more time. I didn't quite hear you.
Get somebody to finally write an estimate to total it, it's 6 to 8 months to get a replacement truck.
Pay for that, too.
Sue somebody that don't have anything.
They got a house, don't they? I tell you what, the owner of the vehicle is responsible. And I tell you what, I'd go after them with everything I had because, you know, if they wanted to loan their vehicle out to somebody like that, hey, you know what? Have at them.
File it with my insurance and we'll let them fight it out. I've got better things to do. I need to make a living.
Yeah, I know what you mean. And it's tough these days with the COVID going too, ain't it?
Tough this year, just trying to stay afloat anyway, and then something like this, just another whammy on you.
Driver injured?
The hospital and an ambulance, but I didn't see any major bleeding or anything like that. She just didn't know where she was at, but I haven't heard anything since then.
You ought to call back and see if, or find out if they did a tox report on her. And see if they found anything like that.
I already asked my insurance agent about that. He's supposed to be working on it.
Well, where'd this happen?
I do a sandwich shop off of Cherrydale, points to highway.
Down in there in all those little houses and those businesses.
Here where Vaughn's buildings are at and the little housing development there.
Yep. I know what you mean. Wow. Well, do you go around to all the mechanic shops and all the dealerships?
Yeah, that I run, and we have a set, what's called a list of calls. We deal with the same people every week, like a protected territory.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, you got any good dealerships in there?
Little small ones like George Coleman. I don't go down to the Motor Mile or anything like that. I stay north of there since I live up in North Carolina.
Okay. Well, there you go. Now, that's got to be aggravating, filing taxes in North Carolina and South Carolina.
That accountant to do that job, so I don't have to.
There you go. All right. Well, so you're up just on the southeast side of Hendersonville.
That's below the DuPont State Forest in Transylvania County.
All right. Man. Now, see, I remember that area. You know, around in there with the old DuPont plant, I remember that as being DuPont, and that's where most of the x-ray film that I sold was made.
For a while. Yes, sir, I did.
Did you work for DuPont or Agfa?
I started out with DuPont, and then Sterling bought it, and then sold it to Agfa, and then Agfa closed it down.
Well, DuPont had worked that for years and years, and then they started up a division that was all teleradiography. And they saw the handwriting on the wall, and they run it about another 15 years and sold it. They did real good. They got out before x-ray film got gone. And why Agfa bought it, I have no idea.
For the market shares at the time and the technology that DuPont had over them, they couldn't make the mammography film like we could.
supply was a DuPont dealer. I tell you. Well, that's some interesting history. So when did ACFA finally just close that plant altogether?
KX, right around 2001, 2002.
It's been that recent. How about that? Well, I tell you what, they had a big cleanup problem on their hands, because I know they had one pond up there. It had to have, a ton of stuff in it. Man. Well, so I wonder if the old building is still there.
Sir, they tore it all down, and they had to dig out one of the landfills for all the silver in it. And the same thing with the pond you're talking about. They had to clean it up. Had so much silver and chemicals in it.
Yeah, you know what? The state probably contracted. Well, I wonder how that went down. I wonder if they just turned it over to the state of North Carolina, and North Carolina was responsible to have it cleaned up. But whoever cleaned it up, I know they took a ton of silver out of there.
Right, Jim Anthony bought all of it but the 2,500 acres right around the plant, and then that was deeded to the state, and the state kept it, and then the state come in and foreclosed on Jim Anthony and made the rest of the 10,000 into the DuPont State Forest.
That's the guy that did the cliffs of Classy, right? Foreclosed on him. I mean, because that boy's got money coming out his ears.
Well, it wasn't really foreclosed. They used the eminent domain to take it over and force him out, because some of the residents up here got together and petitioned the state to take it from him.
Sounds right. He sold off all the good part of it, the best part of it, and he was just letting the rest of it lay there and not doing anything about it. And the state condemned it and took it.
He never had an opportunity to do anything with it. That once he bought it, he outbid the state to purchase it, and then the residents up here got in an uproar and petitioned the state to condemn it, and that's when they did.
About that, I remember a whole bunch of that stuff. I wonder whatever happened to Jim Anthony. We got a new contact in there. Patrick, the neighborhood just went down again, buddy. What's up, Dave? KP4CBA, jump in there.
Kilo Bravo 4, Charlie Bravo Alpha, and if anything, I am improving your reputation exponentially.
He's back on track again. David and I went to high school together. What's up, Dave?
Marcos, to get some pizza. Good stuff, man, I tell ya. Looking forward to it.
You're talking quite a bit on here. I listen a lot more than I talk. I keep mine on all day. Just in and out of the truck and don't get to talk a whole lot.
You know the feeling, you know, when Steve's on here, nobody gets to talk.
Hey, that's the pot calling the kettle black here, isn't it, Lightning Lips?
On the key, if you want to get a word in.
I have learned, I've only had my license about 2 months, 3 months to most, and getting a chance to talk is hard sometimes on these mics.
Well, yeah, but here's the thing. I don't want anybody to be in suspense about what I'm going to say next.
Everybody's in suspense. Steve, he dogged you twice. You better get on the stick. W4NGU.
Now, Patrick, not for sure, buddy. There went the rest of the neighborhood. Gee whiz, that's another one I went to high school with. What do you want, Phil?
That's Dr. Phil. David's red hot today.
Jumped in here with a bunch of boys that are, these boys stepped on us We all went to Eastside down in Taylor's together back a millennia ago. We won't say how many thousand years ago that was.
Oh, come on. It couldn't have been that long ago.
Using chisel and hammer to write documents.
Now, that wasn't even funny.
Who was that?
KL4CKK.
All right, Patrick. Who is that?
This is Mark.
Hey, Mark. Well, I'll tell you what. Hey, Patrick, this just goes to show. Whenever I throw my call sign out there, the dregs show up.
Good response, anyway.
So you got a kind of license, so you don't have to worry about it deteriorating because it comes in a stone tablet.
You can get away with that.
This time, but not forever.
Over behind y'all.
You know, I just have one thing to say. I resemble that stone tablet remark.
For the test, and they ran it off on mimeograph paper, and we used to smell the paper because it smelled so good.
Mimeograph, and I remember the smell, but I didn't think it smelled good. You must have been sniffing all kinds of stuff back then.
Dad would, the gas tank, the gas cap was on the hood of a, I guess it was a T model, and right at the windshield, he'd screw the lid off and lay on the hood, and he would sniff the fumes coming out of that gas tank until he passed out and he fell off the car.
Well, listen, you guys, I'm going to have to drop out of here for a few minutes. I got to go in and take care of something on the inside of this establishment. I'll be back out in 5 or 6 minutes. So, y'all carry on, saying 4VWA. I'll be back in a flash.
Y'all carry on. I just got a call to pull over to the entrance and pick up Teresa. I'll catch you later, W4NGU.
I think that just leaves me and you, right?
I think so, Patrick, KB4CBA. Dang, it helps put your car in gear before you let the clutch out. Ran into the back of this guy behind me. I let my clutch out and I had it in neutral.
Pound up.
Talking. And I was going to Phil's house. He lives in Boiling Springs, right on Highway 9. And I was just jabbering away on this frequency, and there was two or three of us in here, and I wound up going 10 miles past the exit. I had to turn around on 85 and come back.
Had a lot get distracted and forget where I'm going.
Two or three times talking on I just go flying right by where I'm supposed to be, but usually when it comes to food, I'm pretty locked in because I'm getting ready to turn into Marco's right here in just a second.
Next time around.
Bang a second. It's just a pickup order, and we don't eat in. And I'll take it home, and we'll eat it at the house. And that way you don't get exposed to near as many germs. Because I don't want to be around a lot of people right now until they get that vaccine out. Here, when I get back, we can talk, but
If not, 73 is KB4CBA.
WA, I got back in the car. It got awful quiet on the radio. Where'd y'all go?
KN4TFW.
The red-headed stepchild.
He just ran in to grab a pizza.
Pizza? He's full of something. It'll be 6 months before you can get another truck. Is it really going to be 6 months before you can get another truck?
I'm not sure I know what you mean. This is Ken, KN4TFW.
Okay. Well, there was Patrick in there a few minutes ago. He runs a Matco truck, Tools, and a lady ran a stop sign and broadsided him and liked to turn his truck over and rip the rear end of it out. And he said something about it's going to take a long time for him to get another truck. No, it is not. Up to today.
I just got off work up here in off of Gossett Road, headed to Greer.
You ain't from Greer.
I'm sorry, Greer.
There you go. You must have heard me talking to some other folks about Greer.
Don't start that stuff now. KB2HXS.
Well, who's that?
Don't start that stuff now, but the Greer.
Hey. If you don't say Greer, you ain't from Greer.
I ain't from around here.
But I'm starting to blend in. I've been living in this area since 1964. And by my accident, there ain't, my accent, not accident, you guys would never guess where I'm from.
Time, but go ahead and pick it up. We're kind of in the hills here.
From eastern Kentucky. Loretta Lynn's daddy was my great-granddaddy's brother. That's right where I'm from. I'm two ridges over from where she was born in Butcher Holler.
Well, you never guess where I'm from, damn it.
Wait a minute, I'll nail you.
We've spoken before.
Mine, the KN4TFW.
Like you're out of Ohio or Tennessee. Well, I believe you're from up here from out of Florida, but you're originally from New York.
Yeah, that's right. That's me.
Now, how about you, that other young man? Are you from out of the Midwest?
Oh, that'd be a negative. I've lived there, but I'm not from there.
Okay, so where are you from?
Yeah, I was actually born in New Jersey. I'm sorry.
You did not spend your youth there.
Yeah, you're right. I spent half of it in Ohio and half of it down here.
Nailed you. I knew there was some Ohio in there. Yep. Matter of fact, I've heard as many folks from up in the Northeast that I can just about tell you whether you were from the Bronx or from Midtown or from out on Long Island.
I came from there when I was about 12.
You like it down here?
Oh, yeah, I graduated high school down here, and then there wasn't nothing down here when I graduated high school, so I left. I didn't come back until the mid-90s.
Where'd you graduate high school?
Wade Hampton.
I knew there was something wrong with you. Any other boys where I went to high school?
No, I think I got on after that.
I went to Eastside.
Schools.
Not that much of a rivalry. I mean, we whipped y'all every time we turned around. What year did you graduate?
And you, 78.
Yeah, how about that? I graduated 3. I
owners on the place.
1981.
All right, well, guys, I got to go run back in another place and give somebody some money, so y'all carry on, and I'll talk to you later. KN4, VWA. I don't know if I'm mentally clear enough, but I'm clear off the radio.
Catch you later, KN4 TFW. KB2HXS. Still mobiling along here.
The name over here is Ken.
He's trying to tell me my name is Dave. I already know this. If the CW covered me up, name here is Dave. Calls are KB2HXS, and I grew up on Long Island.
Yeah, another northerner, right?
I don't know what you're talking about.
There you go. That's the way to be.
Has anybody?
Yeah, I don't. I like it down here. I guess of all the places, and I've lived in a lot of them, I like this place the most.
I do, too. I grew up on the island, moved to Florida 20 years ago. It'll be almost 21 years ago, January. And then my missus and I just moved up here about, oh, my God, we closed on our house July 31st this year. So that's how long we've been up here.
KB4CBA. Thank you. I've lived here all my life, so, well, I'll take that back. We did, my wife and I, both born and raised here, and we did live in Charleston on James Island for 2.5 years. I was in the music ministry.
I moved up here. I believe I heard you say you moved to Greer. Did I not hear you say that?
No, I moved to Greer.
Yeah, that's what I thought I heard. It's been a few weeks since I heard you talking about it.
On and off the radio a little bit. In fact, I just dropped one of my radios off up to Vlad up there in Asheville today to get it repaired. But the gentleman with the music ministry, please take it. It's all yours. KB2HXS.
We're members at Greer First Baptist. I haven't been, though, in a good while. I'm waiting on that COVID vaccine.
Yeah, I believe I'm going to do with that vaccine like I do with the flu shot and just not worry about it.
I've had the flu shot for years, and, you know, they say if you don't take it, then it's not good to start, but from what I understand, I think this COVID vaccine is actually a series of two shots.
Prevent you from getting it, or is it just going to lessen the effects?
Like any vaccination, it should prevent you from getting it. It certainly would lessen its effects, but I would, I think they're working on it to the point where, or have worked on it with the goal of, that it would keep you from getting it.
The side effects from vaccines, I've had a few relatives on my father's side of the family that have gotten a couple of those other side effects, and yeah, those are way worse than what you're protecting yourself from, so I'm going to pass on it, I believe. KN4TFW.
Only your choice. I'm 65 and getting ready to turn 66 here at the end of the month, and it would just be a smart move for me to go ahead and get it. So, my wife, she's gonna get it too, so she's a little bit younger than I am.
I believe it was another Dave. Come on.
Here, just letting the lesson out. Yeah, we're just, we're heading on the way home here, and I really don't have an opinion in a vaccine. I want to wait for it to come out and see how the effects are on other people first and see what they come up with before I make a decision. Kind of on the fence about it.
Good, you know, a good thing to do, you know, we talked about that, you know, waiting and seeing how it, you know, how it does, and then, you know, according to that, make a decision to get the vaccine or not.
Making an informed decision. I'm going to see what the trials do when they bring it out and just kind of see what the numbers do, you know. But anyway, over to you, Ken.
A good idea, you know, but and I'll probably look at it and that, but I don't believe neither need nor my wife, and we're 60. Neither one of us should take any of those vaccines, not unless it was one of those ones you had to have to go to school.
CPA, yeah, I remember those. Lord have mercy. When I was going to school, I forget what test it was, but they actually took a needle and they would scrape your arm up on your upper part of your arm about halfway between your shoulder and elbow, and then you had to wait a few days if I forget what was supposed to happen, but it showed whether or not you tested positive for something. And but I never will forget sitting there and that nurse scraping my arm with that needle. Boy, that was painful.
Remember that one.
Older. I forget what it was for, but it was a required vaccination at the time for Greenville County schools, and they don't do it anymore. But anyway, well, I'm getting ready to pull in the driveway. I'll carry on and enjoy this beautiful afternoon, and we'll talk to you later. Let's see, I think, is Patrick still in here? Go ahead and pick it up if you are. Anyway, 73 Sol, KP4CPA.
Have a good afternoon, sir. Yeah, I don't know. I got mixed emotions about the vaccine. I'm like you, Ken. The side effects kind of scare me a little bit.
One side effect of most vaccines is a thing called Guillain-Barré syndrome. And if you ever known anybody that had it, I'd rather get whatever I'm protected from.
Yes, and I were just talking about that. It's not a fun thing. Yeah, like I said, I want to see what the trials. I want to see the results of the trials when it first comes out. But yeah. Anyway, on to the next subject. Yeah, we're just heading home. I ran one of my radios up to a gentleman up there in just south Asheville area there, Vlad. Brought up my ICOM 706 Mark IIG for some service work, a little repair and service, and hopefully have it back soon. Get back on low bands.
Low bands, I ain't even fired mine up. I've had so many other things going on that I just hadn't been doing it, but I heard that the sunspots and everything should be making it a lot better right now.
Yeah, we got some stuff coming too, but I'm hoping to get it back in about a week or two. I want to throw in it. I want to see if I can come up with some kind of antenna for low bands, because I have the AT180 antenna tuner that matches the 706. If I can set it up at the house, I might be able to do something.
Out of my my skill level there, I'm only got my general back at the beginning of this year, so I hadn't been on the radio all that long, but I got I just got an inverted V in the backyard, and it works real good from 80 all the way to 6 for me.
Yeah, I'm gonna try and find a vertical somewhere. The AT-180, it's an automatic antenna tuner, and it plugs right off the radio. And I think there's a tune button on the radio, or when you key the mic, it'll automatically tune. It'll tune the antenna for whatever frequency you're on. So I may do something like that. I have to hunt down an antenna.
Looking, I didn't go with a vertical because I'm kind of in a HOA, and I didn't ask anybody anything, but with this wire and the way I got it rigged up, even I know where it is, and sometimes I can't see it.
To hide them in the trees like that. I don't live in an HOA area. I've got 2.8 acres, so I can put the antenna pretty much any place I want.
I mean, nothing wrong with that. Yeah, my furthest contact so far on 100 watts was Australia.
Antenna set up correctly. You know, you should be in good shape. Anyway, I'm pulling in here to take care of some business here at the Spink, so let me pick it up with you in about 10 minutes.
Yeah, okay. I'm up here in Lyman right now, headed towards Greer, so I'll still be here a while.
Yeah, we're heading towards Lyman to get some pizza and then back to Greer. I'll be right back. AB2HXS.
KN4FWX mobile.
Afternoon. KN4TFW.
Still just going through traffic, leaving. Daycare pickup. How are you?
Yeah, doing pretty good. Was the name Blake?
Blake down in Anderson.
Associate the name with the call sign.
I call FTW, right? You? I don't have my name, or my notebook in here with me. I try to jot down some of these things on the road while I'm driving. Sometimes it's a little more difficult than others.
Yeah, I heard that. When I was learning and everybody was, I was listening and before I had my ticket and everybody was calling out their call sign, just like, man, I'll never remember that. But after a while, it ends up being just like their name.
Few regulars on here that I can keep up with.
Day at daycare?
So he didn't come home with any teeth marks on him, so that's usually a good day.
Yeah, I hear you on that one.
Was standing there for a while, and whether they were coming home sick or coming home with bite marks or something. There's always something, seems like.
Those days when the kids were little on that and everything going around, it was going to come to the house for sure.
And I guess it's December, November, December last year, before all the Rona stuff kicked off. They had all kind of upper respiratory stuff going through the daycare, and nobody really knew what it was. Even the doctors said there's no reason testing. It's probably just a virus. It'll be, you know, it just run its course and everything will be fine. And it wasn't a month or two later, all this Corona stuff kicked off, and makes me wonder if it was here before we knew it.
You're right. My wife was bad sick back in January, probably for 3 weeks, but then she finally got over it, and I believe that's what she had. And then she had a friend of hers that all along about Thanksgiving last year, she went to Atlanta to visit her son and became ill and ended up in a hospital in a coma and on a life support and a breathing machine for about 6 weeks, and then she got better, and they never did know what was wrong with her, but I bet I can guess now.
Yeah, that's scary to go from fine to not that quickly.
I passed the car upside down in the ditch and that over here right off of Wade Hampton. Hope they're all right.
Yeah, people just get too big of a hurry these days. I'm still relatively young. I'm 39, but I've definitely slowed down a little bit through the years and realized that I'd rather get home a little bit late than not get home at all.
Get you on that one. I'd rather more cars pass me than what I pass.
To me, way, checks us back in.
And with Blake, it's your turn.
Yeah, hospital over here, they must use the same frequency for security or some kind of local comms there. I pick up a little bit of traffic that's not recognizable.
We're running up to Lyman.
Kind of get over there to the pepperoni pizza place there and get a couple of pizzas and bring them home.
Wade Hampton, are you?
No, sir. We're actually on 276 coming in.
I say there's some fire trucks and rescue vehicles. There was a car upside down in the ditch right across from the Toyota place.
Going which direction?
Headed from Greer towards Lyman.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we're going to be heading the other way. We still got a little bit to get there yet. We got about 40 minutes to go. Get to the pizza place and then back to Greer.
And that must be special pizza to go 40 minutes to get a pizza.
No. We're just coming in from North Carolina. My wife and I, we went up to North Carolina today. Like I say, drop off a radio, take care of one of my wife's clients, and then back down again. Just a nice little day of it.
Oh, that's nice. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Well, gentlemen in here? Or maybe I don't. Maybe I shouldn't use the word gentleman. I don't know him well enough.
Yeah, this is KO4FWX. Blake down in Anderson. I kind of went through a little dead zone right by Ann Med Hospital, and when I come back through, you guys were chatting it up, so I let you roll with it.
We were chit-chatting for a few minutes. I had to make a quick stop at the Sphinx, and then I heard you when I come back in, so I don't want to keep anybody out of it. But yeah, now, Ken, do you know of a really good pizza place in Greer? In Greer?
For Italian and Greek and pizza, have you ever tried that Della Ventura's?
We haven't. We've heard of it, but we haven't tried it as of yet.
Be pretty good.
Okay, that'll be the next time we try that. But, yeah, I like that nice thin crust. And my wife's phone is blowing up in the background here. I don't know if you hear the ding or not. But the other gentleman, I believe your name is Dave also. I think it's the same guy. No, that's the other fellow. I don't know anymore. I'm confused. KB2HXS.
BLAKE. Blake down in Anderson.
Blake, sorry about that. There was another Dave in here a minute ago. I got confused. Sorry.
I don't pick up by every other word anyway. I got a 2.5-year-old back here trying to talk me into turning the radio, the stereo on so he can listen to music. So I understand. Oh. Lewis, L-E-W-I-S.
Yeah, Lewis, that's my middle name, spelled exactly the way your name is. And I hope you're having a good day. You having a good day?
Bashful now. That's how it usually goes.
Got people with the name of Lewis spelled that way.
My first name as well. Named after my mom's grandfather was Lewis, so I was Lewis, and now he's Lewis.
So. In that tradition. On block, I don't remember the other person's name.
Dave?
Sorry, Dave.
Dave's not here, man.
4 or 5 different people just on my way home today.
What's going here?
Yeah. Class with Steve. And then when COVID hit, it kind of went south.
I'll switch down. We're going to go to Della Ventura instead. The missus convinced me.
Don't let me talk you into something, but I mean, we've always enjoyed it, but we usually go there for the Italian, but I have had pizza there before. I mean, so no guarantees, but I know you can watch the guy make it. He does the throwing it up in the air thing and everything, so it's pretty interesting.
And you're not the first person to tell me about that place, so we're going to give it a try and see if we like it. I think they make a good Staten Island pizza. Thin crust, nice.
The pizza from up north when I was a kid and that, and it was different. I really enjoyed it up there.
Oh, yeah. When I drove truck, it was three requisites when I went back to New York. I had to get a piece of pizza, a bagel, and a dirt water dog.
Next one again.
Dirt water dog. Hot dog.
It was like a bratwurst or something like that.
And why they call it a dirt water dog is because the street vendors, all they do is they pour more beer into where the hot dogs are cooking. So that's where they get the flavor. That's why you call them dirt water dogs.
Yeah, this little guy with a little cart on the corner.
Best. Two with mustard and onions.
Ketchup and relish.
No, mustard and get the onions in the brown sauce. That was the best. It's the bread hot dogs, they pop when you bite into them. Blake, you still in there?
Here, I just had the wife called in a minute ago and checking in. We're about 5 minutes out from the house, so just kind of coordinate dinner plans.
Go ahead and coordinate dinner plans, and I guess Ken and I will just pick it up for a bit.
Out to grab a bite to eat myself. If there's, my wife was expecting something in the mail, and if it came in, I need to take it over to her work, and she works at a restaurant over there by the mall.
Go for FWX. Clear.
Okay, have a good afternoon. 73, KB2HXS.
73, Blake. Look forward to catching you another time, KN4TFW. Yeah, I might be going out to eat if there's something in the mail that my wife was wanting, and if it is, I got to take it over to the restaurant where she's working at.
Excellent. Now, you said you live in Greer. What kind of Greer do you live in? What part of Greer do you live in?
I'm familiar where the Ingalls is on 290.
Yes, that's our favorite store. We go there all the time.
Yeah, well, I live in a subdivision that's kind of like right across the street from it. It's called Fairview Place. Those ball fields across from Ingalls are in my backyard.
Oh, okay. Well, if you come out of Ingalls and turn left and come around and you turn left again on Taylor's Road and you take that up across 14, that's where I'm at.
Yeah, man, hold on. I got to back in the drive.
I gotta stay inside for a few minutes. The wife's gonna make a phone call to the pizza place and get it set up for us.
All right, Dave. Well, I'll say 73. Good talking to you, and I'll try to catch you another time. KN4TFW.
All right, good enough. KN4TFW, KB2HXS. Have a good day.